Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Watchful in Prayer. Chapter 3. Prayer in Fellowship with the Lord, a privilege of great honor bestowed on the children of God. Knowing that prayer is a practical attitude by which people can express themselves before God and that all human beings can practice it is not the end of understanding the theme of prayer. On the contrary, it is only the beginning. Although many people may not practice praying to God because they have not heard of the Lord the Creator who hears the prayers of human beings, there are many people who have heard about prayers to the Lord but do not practice them or do not perform them properly because they do not have appropriately known the Lord and what the Lord Himself teaches us about how He sees the prayers that are performed before Him. There are people, for instance, who do not pray because they do not remember God in their daily lives, because they do not believe that God exists, or because they do not believe that the Lord can be continually present with them and that He wants what is best for them indeed as someone genuinely interested in the details of their lives. We saw in the previous chapter that in the world, there might also be those who simply do not pray because they think they do not know how to do it or because they have been wrongly taught about prayer, thinking of it as a repetitive religious rule devoid of sobriety and meaning, practiced by many only in a ritual way and even because some of them fear being punished by God if they do not do it. And finally, among others, there are still those who do not pray to God under the allegation that the Lord has a lot to do and does not have time to listen to people's prayers concerning the most diverse areas of their lives. Some people declare that they have not prayed to God not to be a burden to the Lord and bother Him with the details of their lives in the face of so many other things that they claim that God has to take care of. Nevertheless, none of these claims presented above qualify or express the position and teaching of God Himself concerning the practice of prayer for human beings. God did not establish prayer as an arduous obligation to be practiced by people, nor does He see their prayers as a burden to Himself, because considering that God is Almighty, there are no impossibilities in Him to meet all who come to Him and nor can the Lord be overburdened with the necessities of the creation. Luke 1:37. For with God nothing will be impossible. Luke 18:27. But He said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." If human beings' prayer or search for God were a burden to Him, God would not have instructed the prophet Isaiah to declare people to seek Him, just as the Lord Jesus Christ would not have announced words for people to come to Him to be freed from unsuitable weights or burdens of their lives. Isaiah 55:6-9. Seek the Lord while He may be found, call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Thus, prayer is an opportune practical possibility established by the Lord for people to express themselves before their Creator, for He loves His creation and rejoices when people seek Him and come to Him to find in Him salvation, help, instruction in His will, provision of life, and fellowship with Him. Considering that God Himself gave His beloved Son to the world so that human beings may find reconciliation with Him, and that prayer is an essential part of the two-way relationship by which people can express themselves to God, the prayer of those who receive the gift of reconciliation with the Lord is not disgusting to God, but an integral part of practical life according to this reconciliation. The prayer of those who long for God and accept the justification offered to them through the gift of righteousness in Christ Jesus is not only acceptable to the Lord, but it is also a joy to God Himself. God rejoices greatly in the prayers directed to Him by those who seek Him through Jesus Christ and who do so with reverence and the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 15, 8 and 29. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is His delight. The Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayer of the righteous. The one who prays to the Lord and seeks Him in humility pleases the Lord and does not burden Him as many in the world try to claim. The longing to turn to God in prayer does not bother Him because, considering that crying out to God is also a form of prayer, the Lord Himself placed in the hearts of His children an intense yearning to cry out to Him. Romans 8, 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Galatians 4, 6. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. And, on the other hand, as already mentioned, prayer has also not been established by God to be practiced by human beings as a heavy burden to be imposed on them. Prayer enables the practical action that allows people to positively wave to the reconciliation offered to them by God, just as it is also essential to benefit them in their condition of having already been reconciled to the Lord. Therefore, whoever thinks of prayer as a weight or a burden to be practiced is because one still does not see the possibility of prayer as a fruit of God's love for him or her. The one who thinks of prayer as a hard work still does not see in prayer the great possibility and honor that is granted to the simple mortal human being to approach the eternal Creator to express oneself personally and individually to the Almighty God, even to the point of being able to enjoy a two-way fellowship with the Lord. One of the commandments of the Lord to those who become His children through faith in Christ Jesus is to watch in prayer or to pray without ceasing, but just as the other commandments of God are not burdensome to His children, so also is not the prayer made in love, as many mistakenly want to propagate. 1 John 5, 3-4. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. When a person seeks the Lord for answers and God's instruction to live and walk according to what comes from God, one also declares how much one longs for the Lord to be with him or her throughout one's life and in all that one intends to do, showing us this, that prayer does not aim at the imposition of burdens, but the attainment of strength, victory, and peace granted by God for a greater manifestation of the Lord in the life of the one who follows His instructions. John 14, 21. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. John 14, 23. Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. The prayer to God, made by a heart that wants to present itself in humility before the Creator, is the Lord's contentment because it also expresses that the individual who prays to Him is pleased with Him and who, because of being pleased with the Lord, will also be pleased with the truth and His will. 3 John 1, 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Whoever prays to the Lord, because one is pleased with the Lord or loves the Lord, presents oneself before God to communicate that one is also pleased with the Lord's plans and purposes for one's life. And as a result of the expression of being pleased with the Lord also grants appropriate desires in the heart of those who come to Him for the purpose that the Lord works in them both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Psalms 37, 4-8. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him, do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath, do not fret, it only causes harm. Philippians 2:12-13. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. The practice of prayer is highly beneficial to the person who prays appropriately before God, for through it, this person is also renewing one's appreciation for the Lord and responding to the Lord's proposition to be with him or her and for him or her to be with the Lord. Through prayer to the Lord, a person can keep declaring to God the yearning to remain faithful to him and his will as one grows and advances in this will. The prayer of those who seek the Lord to attain the righteousness and love of God is the Lord's contentment, for it is a practical attitude by which people can deliberately declare that they want to live and walk according to what comes from the kingdom of God and that the kingdom of God may also be working in their hearts. Consulting God to obtain the Lord's wisdom, asking for help or guidance from the Lord for life, drawing close to God to learn from him, keeping meditating on the Lord's word to be taught by the Spirit of the Lord, and several other practical attitudes, are contentment to God because, through these practices, the children of God can express how much the Lord is essential and valuable for them. Many people do not pray to God, as we have seen before, because, in reality, they do not want the will of God in their lives, showing that they are not actually pleased with God Himself and how He works. Due to this factor, some people refrain from praying, for some fear that they will come to know the truth of God and have their own opinion contradicted. James 3:13-18 Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. John 3:20. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. Everyone who has received the love of God and loves the Lord wants to draw closer to him and wants to know him more and more so that in all the works that one may perform, one may also do them in the light of the Lord. For him or her, the possibility of praying to God is also the way to express to the Lord this willingness to follow in the Lord's paths. John 3:21. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. The scriptures teach us that those who come to God, in response to the Lord's invitation of grace to them, have in return that God draws near to them as well, conferring on them a uniquely honorable position, and in which the Lord lets himself to be known and also allows those who draw near to sit before him in Christ Jesus. John 15:14-15. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. Ephesians 2:4-7. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. In the book written by Luke, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ declares that it is not typical for a Lord in the world to invite the servants who serve him to sit with him at the table and let them enjoy his fellowship. However, even though the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord and the teacher of Christians, the Heavenly Father, in his grace, invites them to sit at the table of fellowship with Christ to share with them the aspects of his will, concerning which prayer is the practical way for Christians to declare acceptance of this invitation made by the Lord, as well as the way to express themselves in this same fellowship. Although the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord and teacher of every Christian, he also recognizes that every Christian has come to be a child of the Heavenly Father through him. And, consequently, he not only allows but also calls all of them, as children of God, to come through him to the Heavenly Father. John 16:24-27. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God. The Lord Jesus teaches us that the prayer of Christians is extremely precious to them, for he knows that it is also through prayer that they can come to their Heavenly Father so that their joy may be complete, even though they are still in a world subject to many injustices and oppositions to God and those who are his children through Christ Jesus. The prayer of those who have been justified by Christ is a reason of contentment for the Lord because it is their answer to what the Lord has offered them and because, in response to their prayers, the Lord also provides contentment for his children. It is evident that every child of God should always present oneself to the Lord willing to serve him. The Lord Jesus said that those who are his friends are those who obey him, as they also know that they are creatures and can only stand before God because of the Lord's love and mercy towards them. However, the Heavenly Father also grants them to sit in Christ as children of the God Most High to know more about the glory of Christ and the glory of the Heavenly Father, as well as the will of God, which, essentially, is that his children live and walk in the newness of eternal life which they have received from the Lord or that they live and walk in Christ. Ephesians 5:1-2, and 14-17. Therefore be imitators of God as dear children. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Therefore he says, Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Those who receive Christ as Lord are also invited to advance in the practice of prayer, through which they can present themselves to fellowship and intimacy with the Lord and with his light to abide in him and know more about the Lord himself and his will. Through prayer, a child of God has a very simple instrument to be practiced, but which, on the other hand, is also practical and objective for a person to stand up and present oneself available before the Lord to hear him, to see what the Lord wants to show, and to manifest one's willingness concerning what the Lord wants to present. By accepting the invitation to fellowship with Christ, the Christian is called to know the will of Christ, knowledge through which one may even pray to the Heavenly Father so that he will make Christ's purposes fruitful in this Christian or cause them to be manifested in the world. John 15:15-16. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name he may give you. Once a Christian comes to Christ to serve him, but is not limited to that and advances to God's call to participatory fellowship with the Lord, Christ makes known to him what the Heavenly Father wants to reveal to his children. Thus, the Christian prays that the Heavenly Father will accomplish his will through Christ in one's life and the world, and this, so that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified. When a Christian awakens from the sleep that takes him or her away from prayer, from not drawing close to God, from not asking for wisdom, from not seeking the will of God, and begins to use the great privilege of praying and the position of honor that God has given this Christian before him, the Lord Jesus Christ himself enlightens this Christian to know the heavenly will, also to see it fulfilled in the practical aspects of one's life. Turning to God at all times in life, through prayer, is one of the most practical ways for a Christian to demonstrate one's dependence on the Lord, but also one's trust in God to be instructed, supplied, and protected by him in everything. After the position in Christ in which a person can behold the Lord, hear him, and allow to be instructed by him, the possibility of being able to express oneself with the confidence of being heard by the Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit certainly is one of the incomparable central privileges of life that only God could bestow upon us, and of which every individual should benefit from, since it is available to all by grace and through faith in Christ Jesus as the unique Lord and eternal Savior. Ephesians 2:13. But now in Christ Jesus you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Psalms 32:6-11. For this cause everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found, surely in a flood of great waters they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place, you shall preserve me from trouble, you shall surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go, I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart.